The question now recurs on final passage of CS for CS for SB 736. The clerk will unlock the machines and the members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
80 yeas, 39 nays, Mr. Speaker.
The Florida House passed the bill on an 80-39 vote with Democrats unanimously opposed. It comes after a year of conversations between lawmakers, education advocates, teachers, and others. The proposal ties half a teacher's evaluation to student learning gains, and those evaluations will be used to determine how much a teacher gets paid. Minority Leader Franklin Sands of Broward says the bill is deceptive.
There was a joke in the 19th century where one boss was asking another about how he motivated his employees, to which the other replied, "If the employee does his job really well, we'll let him keep it." This Republican-sponsored bill doesn't even do that.
In the meantime, Republicans are celebrating the proposal, which also eliminates tenure for new teachers hired after July 2011. Last year, a similar measure squeaked by in the House and Senate, only to be met with a gubernatorial veto by former Governor Charlie Crist. But Wednesday, a visibly happy House Speaker Dean Cannon didn't hesitate to take a swipe at the ex-governor.
"It is a refreshing change, Governor Scott, to have the governor celebrating the passage of this bill rather than vetoing it. So thank you very, very much."
Supporters of the bill have found a friend in new Governor Rick Scott, who says he'll sign it as soon as it gets to his desk.
"This bill is going to help us because it's going to make sure we have absolutely, how you doing, Senator Gates? Absolutely the best workforce in the country. We will be the winners, and that's what's going to happen."
The bill comes after the state received a $700 million grant from the federal government to improve the quality of teachers in public schools. That's been a focal point of President Barack Obama's education agenda and is something that's gaining traction in other states. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.